Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory and honor, because truly this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, God, you great and you so greatly to be praised. Now, God, I decrease in order that you may continue to increase within me. God, speak through me, oh, God, a word for your people on today. Father God, I thank you for keeping us from danger seen and from dangers unseen all during the week. Lord, I thank you for life, health, and strength, God, in the matchless name of Jesus. God, I thank you and I praise you. Give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn them to 1 Peter, 1st chapter and the 13th verse. 1 Peter 1 and 13. And they say, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for today, it's time to serve eviction notices. It is simply time to serve eviction notices. This verse commands every believer to mentally and spiritually prepare for action, to maintain self-control and to place their ultimate hope and trust in the future return of Jesus Christ. So let us break down this verse to three main principles, because I love to study the Word of God. It is very imperative. Don't just read it, but study it, so you can get revelation, because each time you read the Word of God, you get new revelation and your mindset just open up. So the first one we're going to talk about is prepare your minds for action. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. This means to literally gird up the loins of your mind. As you recall, in the ancient world, people wore long flowing robes that restricted their movement. So in order for them to run or to walk or to fight, they would gather up and tie their robes around their waist so nothing tripped them up. So spiritually, this means intentionally clearing away distractions, anxieties, and worldly thoughts. So you are mentally disciplined and ready to live out your faith. Number two is to be self-controlled. The phrase keep sober in spirit, that means having a clear, calm, and collective mindset. We are instructed to avoid mental or spiritual intoxication. This means don't let your heart get swept away or numbed by temporary worldly passions or peer pressure or the cares of this world or panic during difficult times. Give it over to God. The third thing is to set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. This encourages Christians to place their absolute confidence, not in their current situations, not in what they're going through, or worldly success, or earthly comfort, but in the ultimate salvation and future glory of Jesus Christ when he returns. Hallelujah, Jesus, thank you. I want you to imagine that your mind is a four-bedroom house and with occupants in each bedroom. One bedroom has fear living it. It moved in during that difficult season when so much was going wrong. It was going through trial after trial. You felt like that it was never going to ease up. Soon as one thing calmed down, here come another thing. Open up. So one of those bedrooms, fear lives there. Amen. Another bedroom is occupied by guilt. Guilt has been staying there since you made that mistake, and you keep beating yourself up about that same mistake. Another room has doubt living there. Now you're so down on yourself, inferiority settled in the last room. When you were a child, when people made you feel less than and said you would never do anything significant, you would never amount to anything, they kept putting you down. So what would happen if you evicted those wrong tenants? What do you think will happen when you evict those four things? When you evict fear, when you evict guilt, when you evict doubt, and when you evict inferiority. See, these are common spiritual squatters. They are toxic tenants. But the spiritual reality is worry and anxiety. That squatter robs you of your present moment of peace. Bitterness and regret. That's old baggage, which keeps you tied to the past. The inner critic, that's a voice of shame that contradicts your worth. Come on here, somebody. And the spirit of fear, that is an aggressive parasite that tries to control your actions. See, we're talking about it is time to give eviction notices. It's time for you to clean up your house, your spiritual house, and give them eviction notices. It's time to be who God has called you to be. So I want to ask you, how much higher could you go if you evicted the thoughts telling you that you will never get well, you will never get healed, you will never break that addiction, you will never see your family restored? Mm-hmm. You see, some tenants, and I want you to listen well, will hold you to a place of bondage. They don't want to ever allow you to come up. They want to keep you right there. So watch this. They can control you. Come on here now. So it's time to serve eviction notices. See, those are lies that have no right to stay in your mind. How much more will you accomplish if you evict the thoughts of unworthiness, thinking you don't deserve to be blessed? What could you become if you evict that non-qualified thoughts, the non-talented enough thoughts? I'm not worthy to have this blessing thought. Come on here, somebody. So, in summary, Peter is saying that because of the incredible salvation you have received, you must actively control your thoughts. Stay spiritually alert and build your life's hope around the future return of Christ rather than the present world. Don't think about what's going on in this world. We know a God who controls everything. Everything that's going on now was already predestined. Come on here, somebody. We have to strengthen our faith. We have to strengthen our trust and our hope in Jesus Christ. People of God, your mind is a valuable real estate. You got to get those thoughts out and replace them with what God says about you. So the spiritual meaning of serving eviction notices to your mind represents taking back your spiritual authority as the landlord of your soul. Ooh, shit, Kennedy, the Oboche. Ooh, my mother, the Oboche. The spiritual meaning of serving eviction notices to your mind represents taking back your spiritual authority as the landlord of your soul. It means you are actively refusing to allow negative energies, dark thoughts, or ungodly influences to rent space in your mind for free. It's time to serve spiritual eviction notices and some physical eviction notices as well. Because if you see this person is not helping you, they is more in the place of hindering you from where you're going or where God has to take you, it's time to say, hey, I love you, but I can't stay with you. I cannot be in your company because we are not going the same way. How can two walk together except they be in agreement? You going to the right, I'm going to the left. Come on here, somebody. So let us pray. Father, thank you that we can let the message of Jesus and what you say about us fill all the rooms of our lives. Lord, thank you that all the negative thoughts that have held us back are evicted by the truth in your word. Father God, we declare to every fear and every doubt that there is no vacancy. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I would like to give a special thank you for the prayers, for the love and the support of the revival titled Trust in the Master's Master Plan. Oh my God. Deliverance, healing, breakthroughs, salvation, all of it came forth. God did exactly what he said he was going to do. A special thank you to Pastor Elvira Breville and the Trinity Baptist Church for hosting it. Also, a special thank you to Evangelist Patrika Watkins of Natchitoches, Louisiana, which her title was Aligning Yourself with God's Plan. Of Open Door Worldwide Fellowship Ministries of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, she spoke on Goody Goody. Everything you're going through is for the plan of God. For every message was sent and aligned by God. Also, a special thank you to Bishop Raymond and Evangelist Cynthia Enette and Brother Casey Davis for the musical talents they came forth with. And may God continue to shower you with kingdom blessings. Also, I thank each and every one of you for the love, support, and the prayers of supporting the radio broadcast throughout the years. Continue to pray for me as I will be continuing to pray for you. Also, go on my website, patriciajwilliams.com, and patronize the books that I have written. Also, I have written a journal where you can write your thoughts, and I have inspirational verses in there. It says, The Great Exchange, My Worries for God's Peace. And also, I have written a piece, a book about peace, which is called The Pathway to Peace, Let Go and Let God. They are available at Amazon.com, and it's also available in audio book form as well, and Kindle. Also, you can contact me at 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you, and God does too. And if the Lord lay upon your heart to sow a seed into the ministry, you can do so at P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. I tell you, everyone that sows into this ministry, it goes back into the ministry. Amen. And also, I want you to remember, when you're down to nothing, that God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
This is Getting to Know Him with Pastor Elvira Breville of the Trinity Missionary Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, Pastor Breville.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. What a blessing to be able to come on and be a witness for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's just a blessing. I thank God for waking